Association tells CBS News more than a dozen letters were sent from the Pacific Northwest to offices in Oregon, California, Nevada, and Washington State. Fulton County, Georgia was also targeted, the same county where former President Donald Trump and 18 others were indicted in connection with an alleged racketeering case.
Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has announced he won't run for re-election. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says that narrows Dems' chances of holding on to the Senate next year.
For the Democrats, that brings it down to 50-50, and they have two other highly vulnerable seats in Montana, Senator John Tester, and in Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown.
Police in Florida say a man sped into two law enforcement officers with his car, injuring them seriously. Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office was intentionally attacked and ambushed by a man determined to kill deputy sheriffs.
Cronister says the 28-year-old was arrested by a third deputy. Officials say the officers had responded to a 911 call from the suspect's mother, reporting her son was acting irrationally. Governors of three states in the South have now issued states of emergency for a growing wildfire threat from drought conditions. Russell Proctor is with Virginia's Department of Forestry.
Our fire acreage is going up because they are burning hotter, faster, and they're definitely more hard to control right now.
States of emergency also in effect in Kentucky and North Carolina. A jury in New York City has found a movie, Goodfella, wasn't so great to an employee. Robert De Niro's production company has been ordered to pay $1.2 million to the actor, former longtime assistant, who accused De Niro of abusive sexist behavior. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Lock as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Lock has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where Israeli strikes hit near hospitals in Gaza City today. Israel has now agreed to short pauses each day to allow for civilians to escape the war zone. Correspondent Deborah Patta from Jerusalem.
4 hours doesn't really seem like a lot of time. Most people are on foot. Some get onto donkey carts. We've seen people even being wheeled in wheelchairs. And bear in mind that there is a desperate shortage of food and water. So people are probably quite weak as well as they search for refuge.
Here in the U.S., the FBI and postal inspectors are on the case of letters stuffed with suspicious powders that were sent to election offices in at least 5 states. Some contained traces of the deadly drug fentanyl. CBS's Chanel Call.
A source familiar with the investigation tells CBS News more than a dozen letters were sent from the Pacific Northwest to offices in Oregon, California, Nevada, and Washington State. Fulton County, Georgia was also targeted, the same county where former President Donald Trump and 18 others were indicted in connection with an alleged racketeering case.
Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin has announced he won't run for re-election. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato says that narrows Dems' chances of holding on to the Senate next year.
For the Democrats, that brings it down to 50-50, and they have two other highly vulnerable seats in Montana, Senator John Tester, and in Ohio, Senator Sherrod Brown.
Police in Florida say a man sped into two law enforcement officers with his car, injuring them seriously. Sheriff Chad Cronister.
The Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office was intentionally attacked and ambushed by a man determined to kill deputy sheriffs.
Chronister says the 28-year-old was arrested by a third deputy. Officials say the officers had responded to a 911 call from the suspect's mother, reporting her son was acting irrationally. Governors of three states in the South have now issued states of emergency for a growing wildfire threat from drought conditions. Russell Proctor is with Virginia's Department of Forestry.
Our fire acreage is going up because they are burning hotter, faster, and they're definitely more hard to control right now.
States of emergency also in effect in Kentucky and North Carolina. A jury in New York City has found a movie, Goodfella, wasn't so great to an employee. Robert De Niro's production company has been ordered to pay $1.2 million to the actors former longtime assistant who accused De Niro of abusive sexist behavior. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Glad to have you along. 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number two of the big program. Thanks for sticking with us. We received your texts and your phone calls. We appreciate that. A little technical difficulties there with the network news at the top of the hour. Apologize for that, but our tech team, our engineers are on that, are aware of it. So appreciate you sticking with us as we get that fixed. Once in a while, still a growing pain here and there, Mr. Zommers, but we'll get it.
Yeah, for sure.
But appreciate you all letting us know, and we will get that fixed, hopefully, for next hour for you. We are back here at hour number two. Coming up a little later, going to be a great what's worse question for you today, Mr. Zommers.
I'm looking forward to seeing
what it is. I really are looking forward to the phone calls telling us what you think is worse. Hopefully, we're going to have a little time today to take a look at these predictions now from people from like 20 years ago that did not age well. So we'll take a little bit of a look at that as well. Right now, though, I want to finish up on this topic that we kind of started at the end of last hour. And I appreciate those who listened to this. We played a lengthy clip of an interview from yesterday on ABC's The View, in which former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, former U.S. Senator from New York, former First Lady, of course, and former presidential nominee for the Democratic Party in 2016, Hillary Clinton, talked eloquently and just laid this whole situation out of the history between Israel, Palestine, and how Hamas fits into this. And I hope that it gave people some good factual basis, because as we interact with our friends and neighbors, both Jewish, Muslim, Israeli, Palestinian, and that we show some compassion for everyone, first and foremost, that we denounce all violence as well, but that we would have some compassion for folks when we understand the deep history of this region in the world. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Hadi has been waiting through the break. We appreciate you holding, Hadi. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening. What say you?
Yeah, hi, Todd. How are you?
I am well, and yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I just want to make clear first, before I go into anything, people confuse critic of Israel with anti-Semitism. I have no bones. None of my fiber can't accept that, right? Mm-hmm. Anti-Semitism. I am a Muslim. There are Jews, and they are in our book many, many times. Mm-hmm. So I just want to make that clear before I go into critics, because
sure,
I'm going to critique. Yeah. So Hillary Clinton got a lot of facts right. Now, what people don't understand, when everywhere you hear Palestinians refuse the two-state solution some time ago, right? You hear that everywhere, every time. What they don't tell you is what Israel was proposing. It would be a state not in one piece of land, if you understand. So it's like trying to make have a state in Iowa, then you skip a state of Wisconsin, then you go to another state. So it wasn't contiguous, like hodgepodge state. That's the first condition. The second one was...
I just want to stop you, Hadid, for a second. I want to make people understand. And you're referring to the fact that it would have been Gaza on one side of the Israeli state and the West Bank on the other side, correct?
Yeah. Okay. And on the Israel side, on the West Bank side, that's not contiguous either.
Right.
I don't know if you look at the map. People should go back and look at the map of the creation of Israel, which I'm for. They deserve a state. They do have it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that grew to, 10 times now. Okay? But that's history. That happened.
Sure.
It will be hard to go back to that.
Sure. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just want to make sure our listeners were aware of what you were referring to.
Yeah. So the conditions were, we would give you state, a little bit of piece of land here, piece of land there, piece of land there, connected with tunnels and roads, this, that, and the other. I don't think anybody would accept that. That's one. The second thing is, the entire thing would be disarmed. No no democracy when it comes to self-protection. The Israel said, we cannot have any kind of Palestinian army, a standing army to defend, a country got to have an army. That's clear. So you can work peace out without, like with Egypt, they signed treaties. Nobody has broken that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Egypt has its own army. Yeah, Egypt is an independent country. You want an independent Palestinian state, it's got to have all the bells and whistles that a country should have. You can't say, here's the country, but no this, no that, no the other. So people don't hear these details when they say Arafat walk away. Yes, he did. Wouldn't you walk away with that? Arafat would have gone home. They would have killed him. That's one thing. The second thing is the Hamas and the extremists on the Palestinian side that we are all against, but the extremists on the Israeli side kind of get brushed away, right? The settlers are killing Palestinians. I'm not saying Palestinians are not killing settlers. No. Settlers are... What settlement means? This is wrong. A democratic country cannot put in the same sentence its name and settlement, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they are building settlement as we speak. Now, the settlers are killing. And do you remember Rabin? Isaac
yes.
Rabin.
Mm-hmm. Yishak
what
Rabin.
Happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to him?
Assassinated.
Okay, why? Because he was making peace, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hear that side. You got to put on the table all these things that the extremists on both sides are trying to have their way. So far, they are winning, right? Because there is no two-state solution. Mm-hmm. The bigger majority in the middle of both countries are being shut down.
Mm-hmm.
They killed the prime minister who wanted to make peace. They killed... Sadat.
Sadat.
For making
Anwar
peace
Sadat
Israel,
of Egypt.
Right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think
we all remember these things.
Mm-hmm.
So there are men that went through that wanted to make peace. But when you put on the table a state that is not a state,
mm-hmm.
Israel wants to dictate the conditions also. And that's mm-hmm. where the problem is.
Hadi, right? I can't. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to say, Hadi, I can't thank you enough for calling in and adding your voice to it. I think you bring up some good food for thought. But I also think that you point out part of the things that concern me as well is that you know, extremism, right? We have to try to focus towards, I'm not here to, I can't negotiate Middle East peace. I'm not proclaiming to be an expert in this. That's why I played the cut of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, who is an expert. But I think if I'm hearing you right, and you correct me if I'm wrong, if I'm hearing you right, that you yourself are calling Hamas a terrorist organization, correct?
Yes.
So I think right there we found a lot of agreement, right? That Hamas is a terrorist organization, and the Palestinians should not live under the threat and control of a terrorist organization, and I think that's part of what former Secretary Clinton was getting at, was that we can't advance a two-state solution, which I myself support as well, until we get rid of the extremist organization of terrorist organization of Hamas. Now, might there be extremism within some of the military in Israel? I'm not going to deny that. But I think if you look at the representatives of the official Israeli government, I don't think you can't equate that to the extremism of Hamas. Would you agree with that statement?
Right. Now listen to me. You just said government, right? Mm-hmm. In Israel, you can't say there's a government on the Palestinian side per se, right?
Right.
So you have groups that are fighting occupation. Now, the tactic for Hamas is used as a terrorist because it's going after civilians. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we can't do that. Now, my taxes, your taxes, go to Egypt and Israel every month, every year, $3 billion worth, right?
I don't know the exact number, but we have given support, certainly.
Yes, you are looking at an asymmetric situation. Mm. Palestine is not a state. It's all, it's getting money on help from the United Nations, from the U.S. here and there. It's not a state as we know it. Mm. So you don't have a standing government, a representative government, I should say, that we're talking with one direction, like on Israel's side, right? You have the government, sure. You have to go to Netanyahu. But on the other side, you have militant groups that 20 years ago used to throw stones. You remember that?
Right.
They used to throw stones. And the thing lasted, I don't know how many years, up to today. So we have Hamas sending rockets. I mean, how did we get here? It took too long. It's taking too long to solve this problem.
That we can certainly agree on, Hadi. I really appreciate the call. Always appreciate the perspective. Thank you for listening in. I want to give others a chance to weigh in as well. But Hadi, thank you so much for calling in and giving us your perspective. Always welcome on the show, and thank you very much. I want to go quickly to Dave in Madison. Dave, thanks for holding. What say you? Dave, go ahead.
On?
Yep, you're on the air. Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I only heard about half of what your previous caller said. First, he prefaced what he had to say by saying that he's not anti-Semitic yet. He certainly is against Jews living in the West Bank and Gaza. And, you know, Israel has 20% of its population that are Palestinian. Mm-hmm. And yet he wants for a Palestinian state to be completely Judenrein. I mean, that was the Nazis' view, to be Judenrein. If Israel has 20%, you know, they can too. And as far as the settlements go, you know, Israel, you know, in 2 weeks only withdrew every settlement from Gaza. So there's a lot of settlements that you can still withdraw and not have the land swaps in an ultimate settlement.
Dave, up against the clock here. Thank you so much, Dave. Really appreciate calling in. Appreciate your point of view. We'll come back with more calls after this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say, real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Paddle Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, November 9th. Mr. Zomer's on the board with us. Appreciate y'all listening in. Look, this is a complicated issue, right? What's happening in the Mideast, the Israeli-Hamas war. And what's encouraging to me is when you listen to someone like Hadi, who says he's a Muslim, or whether you're somebody like Dave, who obviously is pro-Israel or Jewish, I think that a lot of people on, I don't want to call it sides, but different perspectives, I think it's refreshing when people can at least agree on, look, Hamas is a terrorist organization, right? And I think, as Hillary Clinton said in that previous cut we played, you can't move forward on a two-state solution until you get rid of Hamas, which, you know, believes in the annihilation of Israel.
And so, ultimately, I think both callers agreed on that. Yeah. I think that the situation or the thing that they disagree on is how did we get here and how do we move forward?
Right. But hey, this is what the world is made of, right? Respect for one another. And again, I bring it back to Wisconsin and our neighborhoods. Whether someone is of the Jewish faith or the Muslim faith or the Christian faith or no faith at all, it comes down to respecting each other and showing love and kindness and compassion to one another and being able to disagree with one another without being disagreeable, without hate speech, certainly without violence. I want to ask you a question. This is a good one. Came from one of our listeners. This is a quote from Carl Sagan, the astronomer and writer who passed away in 1996. Carl Sagan said this, quote, in science, it often happens that scientists say, you know, that's a really good argument. My position is mistaken. And then they would actually change their minds. And he never heard about the old view from them ever again. They really do it. But it doesn't happen as often as it should because scientists are human. And change is sometimes painful. But it happens every day. I cannot recall the last time something like that happened in politics or religion. Unquote. From Carl Sagan, the astronomer and a writer from born in 1934, passed away in 1996. My question to you, when is the last time that given facts that you opened your mind and you changed your opinion about something? Or when's the last time that you heard a politician change their mind about something? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us on the Civic Media app as well. If you don't have it, please download it. It's a great little app. Takes you less than a minute. It is free. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C. Download the Civic Media app today. As Gail King says, it's a deal. Download it. You could text us on the Civic Media app or call us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. When is the last time that, given facts, you changed your mind? Or when is the last time that you heard a politician, an elected official, change their mind about something? I was having this conversation earlier this morning, actually, with one of our colleagues. And I said, you know, because I was a Republican up until 2011 when I left the party over voter suppression laws here in Wisconsin. And I said, you know, basically, I still think I believe in the fundamentals that I've always have, with probably a couple of exceptions. Number one, I have slightly, or I've changed my views, my personal views on abortion. For many years, I was what we would call pro-life, but I still believed in, you know, with the exception of rape, incest, or endangerment of mother, of the mother's life. But I think as I grew and as I learned more and listened more to women and thought, you know, I don't want anybody telling me what I could do with my body. Why should anyone else tell a woman what she can do with hers?
Absolutely. I had the same, like, growth into that mindset.
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, my personal feelings on abortion is I don't believe it should be used as a quote-unquote form of birth control, right?
And does that really happen, as you've talked with Dr. Kristen Wiley about? Not really.
Not really. And so I think the more I learned, the more I listened, the more I opened my ears, that I changed my mind. And now I'm a pro-choice. I guess it's pro-choice. I think that women should have that right to choose, right? And probably the other thing is, you know, I still believe in the Second Amendment. I still believe that people should have firearms for hunting and whatnot. But I believe now in reasonable gun control laws. I don't think there's any hunter worth his or her salt that needs to buy any sort of weapon to hunt within 24 hours. If you can't plan your hunt out better than that, you probably shouldn't be in the woods. I believe in waiting periods. I believe in background checks. I don't think we should, you know, sell guns at gun shows without a background check. I don't think that people need to have an AR-15 in their house. I certainly don't believe that. Apparently, Derek, this is real. Third District Congressman Derek Van Orten tweeted out here, I think last week, that the last deer he shot, he claims, was with an AR-15, which I didn't know that you could use an AR-15 to deer hunt in Wisconsin. Did you?
I don't know. Even if you can, why would you? Are you just trying to blow up all of the meat or
right.
what?
Again, I don't know a deer hunter worth their salt who would use an AR-15 to rifle hunt a deer with. I used to use a 30-30 or a 30-06. And, you know, so those are a couple of examples that I changed my mind. What have you changed your mind about something politically or given facts and listening? When's the last time that you changed your mind about something or that you heard of a politician changing their mind? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. So for you, Mr. Zomers, you said, like me, your thoughts, your views on abortion have evolved over time.
Right. I mean, this was a long time ago, probably like middle school maybe. But I know when I was younger, I just kind of parroted a lot of stuff that I heard. Mm-hmm. And then I looked into it more on the internet, and I would just do some Googling and some research and read blogs that people wrote about these issues. Just LGBT, abortion, all that kind of stuff. And I was like, wait, why did I think that? Where did that come from? That doesn't make any sense. And so, yeah.
Off the text line from Verona, Andrew here in Dane County, in Verona, listening in on WMDX, says, After George Floyd's murder, I did a lot of reading/research about implicit bias. It changed the way I think about institutional racism, like that it actually exists. Oh, great example. I mean, sometimes out of tragedy like that, it causes people to pause and reflect and self-evaluate. And I think that growing is not a sign of weakness, but rather it's strength, right?
Right.
Like if we have the strength to look internally and examine ourselves and challenge ourselves first, it doesn't mean that we're always going to change our views on everything. But if you have the strength to look at yourself in the mirror, figuratively or literally, and challenge yourself, you're either going to come away and think, you know what, I feel better about my beliefs because I'm firmer in them, or you know what, I was wrong, and I changed my mind. That is growth, my friends. We'll come back. Do you, what's worse? You're not going to want to miss this one. It's a great one. What is worse? On the other side, this is the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
CBS News Brief. Israel has agreed to daily four-hour pauses in fighting to allow civilians to escape the war zone in northern Gaza. Secretary of State Blinken in New Delhi today.
This is a process. It's not always flipping a light switch, but we have seen progress. We just need to see more of it, and we need to maximize every effort to prevent Palestinian deaths.
The FBI and postal inspectors looking into more than a dozen letters, some containing fentanyl, sent to several states, including Georgia, where Donald Trump and 18 others were indicted for alleged election tampering. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
This is domestic terrorism, and it needs to be condemned by anyone that holds elected office and anyone that wants to hold elected office anywhere in America.
Democrats' chances of holding on to control of the Senate have just gotten slimmer. West Virginia's Joe Manchin's announced he will not run for re-election.
We need to take back America and not let this divisive hatred further pull us apart.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Enrollment is up at the Universities of Wisconsin for the first time since 2014. The system is out with its numbers for the first 10 days of the school year. It says there are 1,700 more students enrolled than last year. There are now a little more than 162,000 students enrolled at state universities in Wisconsin. 10 of 13 four-year schools are seeing increases, but enrollment at two-year branch campuses is down again. Officials with the Biden administration were in Wausau this week to praise how they're quickly and aggressively addressing PFAS contamination. Senior Biden advisor Tom Perez went to see the city's new water treatment plant on Thursday. Wausau is set to receive nearly $6 million in federal funds to replace lead service lines. Perez said that mayors across the country should be looking at Wausau to learn how to address the forever chemicals. Nate Wuggehoe, Civic Media News.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed, reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights, at least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC time, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It is going to be colder today, but it's not going to be as windy. Our high today, 39, mostly cloudy with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 43. We'll get to 53 on Sunday. And it's going to be nice next week. Most of the week, highs will be in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own?
It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got four in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to four. That sounds manageable.
As goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5 The Tap.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock on a Thursday. 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. Very good. Next weekend is opening gun deer weekend. I know a lot of hunters are going to be wanting snow for that. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. It's going to be very warm, as a matter of fact, next Thursday. And Friday and Saturday and Sunday. But then after that, it looks like Thanksgiving, hopefully, is going to be equally as nice. That is our hope. But
for those of you who want snow for seeing deer and tracking them, just get better eyes.
Well, easy for a 24-year-old to say. Come on now.
Well, not really. I'm blind as a bat without my glasses.
But, yeah, we'll enjoy the good weather while we have it here. So here's the deal. Oh, by the way, I want to mention this because we've been talking about this a lot on the show before we go any further. Big news last night while we were all watching, or many of us were watching the debate, the Republican debate, the Screen Actors Guild approved a deal to end the historic strike. The negotiators have approved a tentative agreement that will end the longest actors' strike against the film and TV studios in Hollywood history, that according to Variety magazine. In an announcement yesterday, the union said the 118-day strike would officially end at 12:01 a.m. early this morning, which it did. The union's negotiating committee approved the deal on a unanimous vote. The agreement next goes to the SAG National Board for approval on Friday, which is expected to do. Now, the two sides spent the last several days putting the finishing touches on the deal, which will see the first ever protections for actors against artificial intelligence and a historic pay increase. The deal will see most minimums increase by 7%, 2% above the increases received by the Writers Guild of America and the Directors Guild. The deal also includes a streaming participation bonus, according to an email sent to Screen Actors Guild members. The union said the contract is worth more than $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion in total. So congratulations to all the Actors Guild members. And Mr. Zombers, you know what that means? It means that I'm going to get maybe an abbreviated episode of Blue Bloods on CBS with Tom Selleck. I know I'm old. But I'm a big Blue Bloods fan.
I have no idea what that is, to be perfectly honest.
It's a great show about the Reagan family, not Ronald Reagan, but the Reagan family. It's a big, kind of a police family. So Tom Selleck plays the police commissioner of New York City.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and his daughter Erin Reagan is one of the assistant district attorneys in New York. And it's a great, well-written, great show. Also, Ghosts, one of my favorite programs on CBS, will be back as well at some point, we hope. And your favorite TV series as well. And movies can go forward again. And actors can talk about movies. It's a whole thing.
It'll just make life easier for everybody.
The people I feel most happy for are not the Matt Damons of the world or the Jake Gyllenhaals of the world. But boy, wouldn't that be something? Anyway, it's the actors you never hear about. It's the extras who are not rich, who don't drive big sports cars or have big homes, but are just getting by. And those people will now, once again, be able to work. And hopefully, as we go into the holidays here, we'll have happier holidays because of this strike ending. So,
absolutely,
very happy for them.
Unlike a lot of the Hollywood executives were saying when they didn't realize they were being recorded for an interview. They won't have to freeze them out and make it so that these writers and actors can't afford to live in houses and have to acquiesce.
Yes. There's a little positivity for today. 38 now past the hour. Time once again for What's Worse. This or that.
Choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that.
What's worse? Our daily, at least when we remember it, our daily segment asking you what is worse. Remember, there are no prizes. There are no particular winners. It's simply your chance to voice to the entire state of Wisconsin across the Civic Media Radio Network your opinion. And who doesn't like to get their opinion out there? So here from the home office, here is what's worse for today. The question, what's worse? Listening to the Republican debate last night or listening to your family at Thanksgiving dinner?
Oh, sometimes they can be pretty similar.
Right? What's worse, listening to the Republican debate from last night or any Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving dinner coming up here in a couple of weeks? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your iPhone or Android device. 844-967-2789. What's worse, listening to a Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. I want to make clear, I did not come up with this question. It comes to us from our sources and from our executive producer. It's a great question. I am very fortunate, it's going to be a big Thanksgiving Day meal at Mom's house. Having Mom, my sister, her family, my cousin Susan from Iowa, my dad and stepmom from Shawnee, we're all getting together in the RC at Richland Center. And I can tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing each of those people and having a conversation, because we're pretty much in alignment of our beliefs in terms of, at least politically. So it's not going to cause any big problems. But I understand for a lot of people, getting together with especially extended family, like Uncle Bob or Aunt Susan. I just pulled those names out of the air. But, you know, that they might be very different politically, and you kind of dread that. So the question, what's worse, listening to the Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dick and Madison, we appreciate you listening and calling. Dick, what's worse?
Well, you're really going to make me play Russian roulette with a fully loaded gun?
That difficult, huh?
No, actually, family's pretty darn good. I would say it would be, I'd take the debate because, well, you can always shut the debate off. You can't shut family off. I mean, they're right? There.
That's true.
So I guess I just shut the debate off. And last night was pretty ridiculous anyway, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, we talked about that earlier. It was just, I mean, especially Rosslyn Swamy, the guy is just a kook. I mean, he's off the wall. Imagine going to Thanksgiving dinner with that guy. I'm not sure I could even eat.
No, I wouldn't.
But so you get along with your family, you said, pretty well, Dick. But do you know people? Because I do. Do you know people where it's like, I just don't hang out with some members of my family anymore because it's just too difficult?
Absolutely, I do, and it's kind of sad, really, but, you know, life's too short for that.
Yeah, totally agree. Thanks for calling, Dick. Really appreciate you calling in. And Madison, have a great day. What's worse, listening to a Republican debate like we did last night or listening to your family at Thanksgiving? What's worse? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Lynn, listening up at beautiful De Pere. Lynn, thanks for calling. What's worse?
I'm going to say Republican debate. My family makes more sense than they do. and we're a mixed political family.
Are you?
We don't bring it up. Oh yeah, we have liberal, we have Democrat, mm-hmm. we have Republican. We have some that voted for the comb over and some that didn't.
The comb over.
That's the nice term we call for the Oompa Loompa we had in for 4 years. So
that's fantastic.
If that tells you, and that's being nice, okay?
So you just agree basically on a detente. You just don't talk about it.
Some of the things that they're bringing up, I just think they don't know. I can't say what I really want to say on your ear, but they don't know their head from their you know,
a hole in the ground. A hole in the ground. Sure.
Exactly. It's just, to me, it's like a cockfight and nobody's going to win. So.
That's fantastic. Lynn, we appreciate you calling in. Have a great day up there in De Pere. Have a wonderful day. What's worse, listening to the Republican debate from last night, or any Republican debate, or listening to your family at Thanksgiving dinner? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Off the text line, Andrew in Verona says, family dinner. I can turn the TV off, but can't kick my father-in-law out of the house. Oh, geez. Hope your father-in-law is not listening. Also from WXCO, Cindy, listening up at Bull Falls Radio. By the way, that's where Lukester is today. Luke Mathers is up at Bull Falls. So Cindy from Wausau says, my family is all Republican Trumpers, so getting together for Thanksgiving is the same thing as being at a convention or, I assume, a debate as well. That's tough. I mean, when you disagree like that, right? It's just, it can be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, even if you don't talk about it, sometimes it just hangs in the air. You get that elephant in the room. Very fitting.
A vibe. What say you? 844-967-2789. What's worse, listening to the Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving dinner? Jesse in Madison, thanks for listening. Jesse, what's worse?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, I never get down on the whole, like, we don't talk about it thing. You know, sometimes I've had Republican relatives who say that, and I think, you know what? If we can't talk about things that are important, like, should we even have a relationship? But, you know, it doesn't bother me what comes out of the TV. Like people said, they can turn it off. More importantly, even Republican relatives, I know what to expect out of it, so it's not shocking. What's worse was hearing Matt Flynn use affirmative action as a pejorative the other day. That I didn't see coming. That's worse.
Come on. Now, don't pick on our friend Matt Flynn, but I appreciate you calling in, Jesse. Thank you. So that was just an unadulterated, unprovoked attack. we appreciate Jesse listening in. Now, I would literally pay to have dinner with Matt Flynn. Wouldn't you?
Well, you don't have to. You work with him.
I know. In fact, maybe I should take Matt Flynn out for dinner. And by the way, he's coming up after the 3 o'clock news. What's worse, by the way, listening to the Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving? Off the text line, Andrew from Verona says, yeah, my family is probably watching.
Or father-in-law.
Oh, father-in-law is probably watching Fox News right now at the moment. All right. Well, very good. So there you go. What's worse, listening to the Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving? Certainly for me, it's listening through Republican debate.
Yeah, it's difficult because just like everyone's saying, you can just turn off the TV or the radio or whatever.
Right.
But also, it's scary to think that these people are real and could be in charge of the whole country.
Yes.
So that's for me the part where it actually is weighing against it. With family, I think it really depends on the individual family. I know my late grandmother used to have every TV in her house on Fox News at the same time.
Good Lord.
And
are you serious?
Yes. With the volume very high on all of them. Like, you could hear all the TVs from any room.
Holy macaroni. A couple more minutes here. What's worse? Our question today, what's worse, listening to the Republican debate or any Republican debate or listening to your family at Thanksgiving? 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire, our friend Jean in Eau Claire. Jean, thanks for calling in. What's worse?
Hi. Oh, the nauseating, nonstop lies and putrid behavior of Republicans, the Republican debate, which makes me nauseated, and my blood pressure going through the roof. So there you go.
Well, Jean, we want to make sure you're okay. Now, are you on medication for the blood pressure? Everything okay?
Yeah, everything's okay. It's just I have to turn them off then when it gets too bad. Or I call and talk to you guys. Or
well,
I call them up on the telephone, chew them out. Thank you.
Appreciate you, Jean. Thank you so much. And a great way, if you are getting high blood pressure watching a presidential debate, have yourself a beverage, whatever that beverage may be. It helps lower the blood pressure a little bit. Maybe we can invite Gene to Thanksgiving dinner with Matt Flynn and I. Wouldn't that be fun? Like a civic media Thanksgiving dinner.
You just do a public event and invite people.
I'd be all down for that. We're going to come back, talk a little bit about predictions, that did not pan out, did not age well. You're going to want to hear some of these. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allbowles Show. And this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light at 10:30 in the morning. DC Tell on a Thursday.
DC Tell, that's 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5, The Tap. 93.5, The Tap.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Still into the old habit there. Our show goes from noon until 2 now. Still getting used to the new time slot. Noon until 2, but coming up at 2 o'clock, our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, will be on the air with Matt Flynn Direct, taking you to the front lines of history. History being made every minute of every day. Matt will take you there. Do not miss this program, Matt Flynn Direct, right after our show at the top of the hour after the news at 3 o'clock. Speaking of history in the making, Mr. Zommers, breaking news across CBS News wires at this hour. Headline, Senator Joe Manchin says he will not run for re-election to the Senate in 2024. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin announced moments ago he will not run for re-election in the Senate of 2024, giving Republicans an opportunity to pick up a seat in the deep red state. Quote, after months of deliberation and long conversations with my family, I believe in my heart of hearts that I have accomplished what I set out to do for West Virginia, he told supporters in a video announcement. Quote, I have made one of the toughest decisions of my life and decided that I will not be running for re-election to the United States Senate. But what I will be doing is traveling the country and speaking out to see if there is an interest in creating a movement to mobilize the middle and bring Americans together, unquote. I don't want to read too much into the tea leaves on this one, but to me, this is particularly concerning. A, Joe Manchin, although a very, I would say, conservative Democrat, was a pretty sure bet for Democrats to keep that seat, to keep control of the U.S. Senate in Democratic hands. Equally, or maybe even more concerning, is if you just read that statement for what it is, from Joe Manchin of West Virginia, it sounds like to me someone who is exploring a third party run for president in 2024. And he has been mentioned as one of the targets for the so-called No Labels Party. And I'm here to tell you, if Joe Manchin decides to run as the presidential nominee of the No Labels Party, that is not good news for Joe Biden and not good news for Democrats. And I know a lot of people, I understand a lot of people say, look, I am tired of Trump. I'm tired of Biden. I'm tired of Republicans. I'm tired of Democrats. I want somebody who's just going to get things done and work towards the middle. I get that sentiment. But as others who are a lot smarter than me, namely my former boss, former Congressman Scott Klug, has said on his podcast, as a matter of fact, Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, available at civicmedia.us.
Yeah, you can listen to his episode all about independent candidates. I think it sums it up pretty well.
It certainly does. Mr. Zommers has been helping produce and engineer that. But if you listen to Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphan, Scott Klug lays it out that there is virtually zero chance of a third-party candidate actually winning the White House in 2024. Just not going to happen for a variety of reasons. Money, influence, everything else. And that doesn't mean that, oh, well, it's okay then. We should just always be stuck with who we have. No, I'm not saying that. It's fine for things to evolve. But 2024 is not the time to make a statement.
Yeah, the stars are not aligned for that to actually work right now.
But what the stars are aligned for, if Joe Manchin were to be the nominee of the so-called No Labels Party, which, by the way, while the founders of that movement may have had good intentions, they are currently funded by mostly Republican money and supporters of Donald Trump. Their head is a former disaffected Democrat who's ticked off at the Democratic Party. Their money is from the Republican Trump base. The No Labels Party modus operandi is to steal enough votes away from disaffected independents and conservative Democrats to put Donald Trump back in the White House. And if you don't believe me, look it up. And if you don't believe what a third party run by Joe Manchin would do, I take you back to 2016. Won't tell you the big long story again, but again, the long and the short of it is, when I was out of politics, running a coffee shop, owning a coffee shop here in Madison, had a lot of wonderful longtime clients that would come in daily. Longtime liberal Democrats, progressives. I was a former Republican, supporting and enthusiastically supporting Hillary Rodham Clinton for president. And they said, no, I'm just tired of Hillary because she's just gone too mainstream. She's too corporate. She's not listening to the progressive base. I'm voting for Jill Stein. Very snarky like that. And look, that's like, hey, I've always said, as long as people participate and vote, number one. But I just didn't understand this as someone who was a 30-year former Republican enthusiastically supporting Hillary, how these longtime progressive Democrats could say, I'm voting for Jill Stein and be happy about it. And I said, look, this guy Trump, he could win. And they laughed at me. And the day after the election in 2016, many of them came in with tears in their eyes, looked like deer in the headlights. How did this happen? Donald Trump won Wisconsin by about 23,000 votes, plus or minus. Jill Stein received about 23,000 votes, plus or minus. Remember, Donald Trump, if you add up the votes that he won by in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in 2016, fewer people than sit in Camp Randall Stadium in Madison on any given Saturday. Less than 80,000 votes combined between Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania is what Trump won by. It's going to be that close again. This is not the time in 2024 to be sending Joe Biden or anybody else, quote unquote, a message and voting for the No Labels Party and Joe Manchin. Because what we are doing, if we decide to do that, every vote for No Labels is a vote for Donald Trump. Democracy will once again be on the line in 2024. Authoritarianism with Donald Trump or democracy with Joe Biden. Stay tuned. Going to get more on this, I'm sure, from Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct coming up. Do not go anywhere. Do not change the dial. We appreciate all of you for calling in and listening. Thank you to Mr. Zommers. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're believing in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging on your drum.
Keep banging on, banging on. Your drum, and they will hear you.
Yeah.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden.
You are listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls. W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.